The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. One day, as Jesus was teaching, Pharisees and teachers of the law, who had come from every village of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem, were sitting there, and the power of the Lord was with him for healing. Some men brought on a stretcher a man who was paralyzed. They were trying to bring him in and set him before Jesus. But not finding a way to bring him in because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and lowered him on a stretcher through the tiles in the middle in the front of Jesus. When Jesus saw their faith, he said, "As for you, your sins are forgiven." And then the scribes and Pharisees began to ask themselves, "Who is this who speaks such blasphemy? Who but God alone can forgive sins?" Jesus knew their thoughts, and he said in reply, "Why are you thinking such things in your hearts? Which is easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise up and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins," he said to the one who is paralyzed, "I say to you, rise up, pick up your stretcher, and go home." And he stood up immediately before them, picked up his stretcher, and went home, glorifying God. Then astonishment seized them all, and they glorified God. And struck with awe, they said, "We have seen incredible things today." The Gospel of the Lord. This incident in today's Gospel of Luke comes very early in the public life of Christ. These men bring a man on a stretcher. It says they remove tiles on the roof, which is of small interest to us. The typical house in the time of Jesus would have reeds and baked mud for the roof. The suggestion there were tiles seems to say that it was a more prosperous and probably Hellenistic home in which this miracle happens. The second thing what's interesting about this is that when they lower this man who was paralyzed, Jesus sees first that he needs inner healing. And so he forgives his sins. Then he will heal his body, suggesting to us that the touch of Jesus heals the whole person. The Pharisees and teachers of the law objected to this, saying, "This is blasphemy." This will become a contest throughout the public life of Christ, where those who were embedded in the law and in tradition could not abide a new revelation of God's presence. They had no imagination. They had no sense that God might appear to them in a manner not expected, that God might speak to them from those who are on the margins, a people whom you least expect to reveal God's presence. They were so embedded in tradition and they were so embedded in their own conviction that they couldn't understand God speaking in a new way. That's good for us to keep in mind. They represent all those who are God-fearing and decent, good, and wonderful people, but they're so embedded that the notion that God might speak in a new way, or God might be revealed to us in a way we did not expect, doesn't really fit, and it causes some anxiety. This is not just in this incident, which is very early in the life of Christ, but it will come over and over again where there will be a contest between God revealing in Jesus Christ in a manner not seen before, not expected, something that is quite different. And the struggle that Jesus will have with people who are profoundly religious, good people, law-abiding people, but those who are somehow closed to God revealing in a new way. It's a good thing for us to keep in mind. And how we bring this into the present moment, and how God speaks to us, not infrequently, in new ways we do not expect, and in ways that might make us feel somewhat uncomfortable, unexpected ways. Keep in mind that as we journey through life, we are sensitive to God revealing in God's way, not in our way. So look for God speaking to us in healing, in hospitality, in openness, not in the incarceration of the law. It's a good thing for us to keep in mind, I think. Following Jesus Christ, we meet a God of surprises. I think C.S. Lewis has a book about the God of surprises, how God will speak to us, challenge us, invite us, ask us to stretch our minds and stretch our hearts in ways we have not seen before. This is one teaching that we could draw from the moment spoken to us in the gospel today. We pause now for a moment of prayer.